Hello, everyone. Hey, Shady. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Glitch and Glamour. It's your host, Model Angela.
And your boy, Shady J in the building. What's up, what's up?
Nothing, nothing. Nothing much.
That's either Desi or Houston. Let me see who that is.
It should be Houston. Desi going to be on tonight.
Yeah. What's up,
hey, y'all. It's Houston. Thanks for listening in.
What's up? What's up?
Desi would
not be on the call tonight.
I'm sleepy and he honk.
So no Desi tonight, guys.
Oh. Make her feel like she missed. When she listened to the show.
Oh,
aww,
man.
Y'all are so mean.
We love this. That's not mean.
Not one bit, guys. And just a hint that we do have a 1 hour show tonight, everyone. So, yeah, it's 1 hour. But anywho, on to other things. What's been going on in entertainment news or gossip?
The finale for Basketball Live LA Sunday.
That was good.
Blandy, yeah, she's low key. I mean, not low key. She's a bitch. Who tells somebody
a cancer
patient?
I don't like Sunday.
Yeah, she's messy.
Very, very, and she is like Jackie's fucking pet
puppet. Mm-hmm.
Puppet. And you know,
so
really
messy.
I feel like she's just doing it to get, make sure, like, guarantee herself a spot
on
the
show,
because really she has
yep.
no reason to be there. She's not involved with anybody.
She's not doing anything. Like most of them have, you know, even if it's a personal family thing that they're doing, they're all doing something. Clothing lines, trying to make a baby, you know, their marriage or basketball. No, something that they're doing, modeling, anything, making some liquor. Sunday ain't doing a damn thing. What are you doing?
No, she's just there being full of drama. That's what she does, for being full of drama. Like, and then she miserable at that. And then she killed me with that fake ass cry, trying to act like she was so
mm-hmm.
happy for Jesse. Calm down.
Yeah.
Calm
and then
down.
Why
you so
messy and Drea can beat you up? I'm like, Malaysia, if Drea blacked your eye, what you think Malaysia going to do?
I'm sorry. Malaysia's like my favorite basketball wife. She's awesome.
Yeah, she is. She is so cool. And it's because, like, she's so proper and prissy. And they be trying to, she be like, no. Because, see, like, she be so proper. Be like, bitch, I'm going to beat you up.
She will. Like,
she's
pop off.
Amazing.
Quick fast. City, I'm not going to watch basketball wife,
too. I do. I watch, you know, I actually saw the finale yesterday. And, you know, of course, you know, I know, you know, one of the big things was be going on, you know, is Drea not supposed to be returning back next season, so that's going to be interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's not supposed to be coming back.
Speaking of somebody not returning,
Portia
may not be coming back to Atlanta Housewives because she beat a pee at the reunion.
That's some bullshit. That is some bullshit.
Yeah, most definitely.
I don't care what nobody say, because Kenya and Nacy, every episode, Kenya got something to say to somebody to bring them to that point of putting their hands on her. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
That girl just went through a whole divorce, all kinds of other scandals and shit. Like, don't nobody want to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
she had
every right to pop off on her age.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what I think, ladies? I think that it's going to be, I don't think that it's going to be reality TV. It's going to be less. I mean, it's not, but not the way it's been known for. It's not going to be the same way anymore because.
From the violent.
Well, not even just that, you know, it's kind of dying down, and then, you know, you see people getting arrested, getting tied up in jail behind some of the stuff they just happened on a reality show, because now some of the stuff is starting, because they got to try to be so real, quote-unquote,
mm-hmm.
that a lot of stuff that weren't supposed to be mm-hmm. that kind of light in the public eye is happening. So, of course, you know what that means. That means it's like cops and stuff and FBI and stuff finding out all this stuff about
mm-hmm.
them and facing it together and making themselves enemies. And so I don't see it's gonna last as much. It's you can kind of tell when you look at the amount of shows it's kind of dying down. You think about how what they're getting extra weight. And it's like they're holding on to their last breath now. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to, I honestly just don't think it's going to last any longer.
Really? I think it is. Well, like, I don't think it's going to be, like, they're going to probably take the focus off of reality and do more shows like sitcoms, kind of like how they have, like,
yes.
The Game and stuff like that. It seems like they're going
exactly.
back to sitcoms, which I feel like they should be doing because we don't have any, like, good sitcoms anymore to, like, go back and watch. Like, Girlfriends used to be my shit. Okay, Girlfriends, Living Single. I love those type of shows, and they just don't. Everything is, like, drama-air shows now. Even Married to Medicine. I love that show, too. Them bitches is crazy.
You know, matter of fact, because it's crazy, like, and you notice, too, the thing that keep going on with a lot of these sitcoms are doing a couple different things. They're either redoing old shows or making spinoffs of old shows back from the 90s
uh-huh.
or whatnot, or they have, like, some of the stars that you've seen that's done really that's usually known for doing blockbuster movies and stuff, are all coming back. Because think about 20, you know, one of the shows I watch a lot, 24, I used to watch the hell out of 24. They bringing that back.
24?
It's just showing a sign that it's, like, it's weird the way the show's set up. Every season something big, crazy thing happens, and it all happens in 24 hours. So, like, every episode is, like, an hour in that whole day. So the whole season is always based off of a day. So, for instance, like, the first episode would be an hour. It would be based off of one of the hours. The next episode would be the next hour, next hour, next hour, next hour. And it gets intense, man. It'd be getting real intense.
Yeah.
I mean, Halle Berry.
I can't
wait to see the show that Halle Berry's going to be on. Halle Berry, she has a sitcom coming out. And it's like a sci-fi. It's kind of like a sci-fi to it. Yeah. It's going to be on CBS. It'll be on CBS.
Oh, okay. But you know what? Hit the Floor is coming back on. So excited.
On what show?
Hit the Floor with, like, the dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's coming
across.
I saw it.
The Devil.
Yeah, I saw the clip for it yesterday. Yeah, I like it. I'm always up and down with it, but I watch some episodes of it. I like it better than Single Ladies. Like, I'm Single Ladies, I just can't wrap my finger around. But Hit the Floor, everything. I like everything they got. The plot in Hit the Floor is so much better.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of actors who are known for being, you know, damn near being nominated for Academy Awards and Emmys, so you know, that's what makes you excited about watching the show too.
Yeah, did anybody watch The Game tonight? Because I missed it.
No, I didn't watch it yet. I gotta catch up on it. And oh, you know, y'all know about the spinoff of Boy Meets World coming out. Be coming
Who?
Out sometime soon. I mean, you remember that show Boy Meets World from the 90s?
Yeah.
Court, but they're supposed to be the spinoff must be coming out either coming out next month or it's coming out this summer. It's a song called Girl Meets World. It's a spinoff on Corey Topanga, you know, their parents in this show, and then it's based off their two kids. So it basically is like it's going on. So now the younger generation is kind of pulling some of the crazy stuff that Corey Topanga to try to pull a neighbor younger. So can't wait to see that. I hope they don't F it up. That's what I'm worried about.
Right. That's what's up. Well, it's time for our music break, guys. What we got today, City?
We're coming out the kitchen. Well, first in the kitchen, I'm going to play some of Fats Domino. Then I'm playing Marcello Scott, too. So we got those coming at you right now, right here on Good to Grammar. We'll be back.
Folks. This right here for the city, man. Houston. And look, nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Every rapper talking about moving bricks, then we find out they wasn't moving shit. A couple years back I was in school and shit, I wasn't rapping, I was real, real good at mathematics. Now they tell me I'm fly like Aladdin, I'm flattered, got passion, a lot of niggas lack that. Rep for the city of Fat Pat, Big Mo, Big Hawk, tell them back back. A lot of niggas talk trash, never had fat. Tryna run a game like a halfback, make a million stacks and you can have it back. Still looking forward to the platinum plaque, but shit, but now the CD's in a backpack. Look, mom told me keep my bros close to me, but keep the enemies closer. I'm ahead of these niggas, I'm coasting. When you ballin', it feel like you boasting. See, the number one rule to the game, show no whole emotion, show no whole devotion. Man, the rhymes like coca, they potent, I feel like the dope man. See, I'm cold with this flowing, need a verse, nigga, hit me, I'm open. I'm bold and don't play with these niggas, I'm coaching. With the pen and the pad, I'm a poet, yo, chick, she come over like 4 in the morning. Nigga, you know what we doing at 4 in the morning. She come to the pad and it's over, and you know it, and you know it. Shit, I'm playing good either way, though, I feel like the man. Probably still beat like I'm playing with the band. Every record label wanna chant with the man. Tell Def Jam I'ma need grams in advance. Root for me like a fan in the stands. Pull up in the bins and then we go for the win. It's more to the man than a pen and a pad. I got mans in the pinch and we do it for them. So what you gonna try to say next? I ain't Houston.
Cause I don't talk about drugs in my music. Cause I don't talk about slaves in my music. Cause I'm trying to be frank with the users. Chill in the paint, hit a bad chick out the bank. No bull, I feel like I'm losing. Shit, I just wanted to prove I can do it. Let's get back to the movement, cruising. Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low key. Hated on by most of these white rappers. Can't do it like me on beats. I'm better than your ex man, I'm on beats. I'm better than the next man, she on D. Feel like I'm next man, I'm on deck man. I'ma hit it out the
ladies, it's your man, Marcella Scott, TSPD. Everything is a go.
Oh girl, I'm feeling it. Yes girl, you killing it. When you step on the scene, girl, you stealing it. Yes, you get the part, ma. You know you a star, huh? 5-star quality. Do I qualify to be with you in the limelight? That's where I wanna be. Just to be a confidant, final piece to your puzzle. I wanna add to your shot, be the whole world blind. Do I take my place to stand in line?
I just wanna be a feature. Baby, I just wanna be a feature. Baby, you're the star of the show. Baby, you're the star of the show. I just wanna be your feature. Baby, I just wanna be your feature. Baby, you're the star of the show. Baby, you're the star of the show. I just wanna be.
Yes, I'll be your feature for you and treat you. You won't have to want for nothing, and that's how I'm gonna keep you. Placed in the fine, exotic jewels, fine diamonds. Paparazzi taking, call me you the hot topic. Everybody speculate when and if we're gonna be. No less I disappoint, give them what they wanna see. Girl, you the hottest thing that ever hit the movie scene. Already know what I wanna be.
I just wanna be a feature. Baby, I just wanna be a feature. Baby, you're the star of the show. Baby, you're the star of the show.
Got a nigga spending time. We all out in public, let the world know you're mine. The baby on the grind, might put a nigga down. New shoes, new fit, shit she help a player shine. And baby girl a dime, so I treat her like a star. I'm just trying to be a feature, all eyes on her.
All right, we're back. We're back.
We back. And I am just doing nothing here. Not one thing at all.
Not
so I guess we'll get into today's topic.
Shout out to your, I want to say shout out to your article that you got, the upcoming issue too. It's a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit different look on it, how it did this time. So people going to definitely love it, because then they get to see you rock what you say you're rocking. So it's going to be
Woo.
Cool. Woo.
How awesome is that, guys? I don't really know, but it sounds awesome to me. Well, the picture you sent me was pretty dope, so. And it really sucks not to be able to share. But, hey, when the time comes, we shall see. So let's go ahead and get into tonight's topic. And I'm just going to pretty much put it in simple form as possible. But the topic is it ever okay to ask the side piece about your significant other? Meaning, if you find out your man cheating, is it ever okay for you to call her and ask questions? Y'all get it?
I'm rolling with you, man. I'm rolling.
What did you just say? The topic is it ever okay to ask the side piece about your significant other? If you catch your man cheating, is it ever okay for you to call and ask her questions about your man, pretty much?
No. Mm. No. To ask questions? I would say no. But then again, you would kind of want to know, bitch, did you know about me? You need to know, like, if you go with her ass. I think it's some questions you should be able to ask her, you know? Because I would want to know, like, if you knew about me, and if so, bitch, I'm going to beat you up. Because, I mean, you can't really get mad at the side piece if she didn't know about you. She thought she was the main piece, you know?
Yeah,
so like, okay, just beat him up only. But I always say beat up the girl first, because it takes more energy to beat up the man. So at least you can beat up the girl, because you don't want to beat up the man and you'd be tired and trying to beat up the girl, she'd beat your ass. So you need to take your energy out on her first.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, because, I mean, you do want, it is different when the girl know about you and when she just completely lost as to what the fuck is going on. And you can tell the difference when somebody don't know what's going on and when somebody do know what's going on. Like,
yeah.
She going to be like, you know what, you know, I apologize, I didn't know, you know, but the bitch you know, she going to be
she
crying,
like,
talking shit.
If you, I don't care, bitch, we can fight him and that, they're going to be drunk. But it's like, if
he
you don't, if you didn't know about
he
me, why are you so mad? He my man, he ain't told me you knew. This old girl that's like confused and didn't know and not even into all that, she going to be like, you know, I didn't know, my bad, tell him don't ever call me again, you know, and be done with it. But then it does kind of make you feel some type of way to call and ask questions. But it's just some answers you need.
Makes sense.
So
what about you, Fetty?
Man, my thing, that's not pimping at all. First off, I mean, it's one thing, you know how you tell people to know your position. Well, you can't tell people to know their position if you don't even know what their position is anyway. Especially when the side piece is going to be trying, you know, advance to become the main piece, you give them on this field and you ask them all these questions, heck, they could be exaggerating about shit. And then they're going, and then it could be making them more the way it is. And so now you were all riled up behind it, and you're going to make a mistake in leaving her, because you want to go and wipe the side piece because she didn't manipulate you. That's true.
Yeah, when you say that, now I think that it just comes to a point where, okay, you've cheated on
your
me.
Trust.
Do I want to be with you or not? Point blank, period.
Yeah.
All the
it comes to do I want to be with you or not, and how much do you really trust the person that you with. Because I'm not going to even lie. I have been the other woman before. I didn't know. But I'm the type of person, I'm not about to be like, well, you call my phone like, bitch, I found your number, my man found. You know, if you call me on some ignorant ass shit,
I got mm-hmm. plenty of ignorant-ass answers for you. I'm not going to even lie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make the situation so horrible. When I say so mm-hmm. horrible, I mean so horrible that you're just going to fucking jump off a cliff. Like, I'm going to do the most.
Yeah.
Like, he ate my whole ass, all that.
Yeah,
because okay?
the girl will never know. So it's like, if you come in these sideways, you would never know what's the actual truth.
Yeah, you don't know what the truth
you know?
Is.
So I can just really hurt your feelings if you come in these sideways. So be respectful when you call me.
Yeah, but
sure, I
don't
even ask. So it's, I mean, like, it's even and even if they're your friend, I wouldn't even ask my exes about my girl or whatever. That's craziness. I mean, they could, because you know they could be a little in the back of their head, still a little triggered to why we not together. So they might be trying to make
yeah.
it for you too. You know, there might not be a chance of you getting back with them again. They gonna take it out
mm-hmm.
and. Try to sabotage the situation. Because if they see
you
happy,
yeah.
they don't
like,
want you to be
with,
happy with them.
Like with the, if you watch, think about Black Ink, the girl added on, like they sat on the phone for 5 hours talking.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
she added on things and lied because he's
mm-hmm.
saying that that's the first night he hung out with her and he slept with her.
Hours.
Yeah, if I just shitted on you and I only slept with you, this one time we hung out a couple hours, I slept with you, I went to sleep, woke up, you and my girl on the phone for 5 hours. Duh, girlfriend, she's telling you extra shit because this is a one-time thing. She shouldn't have 5 hours of conversation
see,
for you.
Her, the girl or whatever, she was supposedly the girl he was fucking with before he started messing with Duchess, and he just left her high and dry, no call, no text, no breakup, no nothing.
So you know she's
going
to be lying
her.
About she, cause
so
she's
of
trying
course,
to, her whole
you know.
Thing was to be, to bust him and to mess up their happy home.
Yep.
Now, I mean, and then you take it down, I mean, while you're on Black Ink, you got another situation about this. This goes right into what we're talking about in our topic. You know, you got Anya, who just took the time out and actually just got engaged to her. She's about to have his baby. And then you had this meeting with the other two baby mamas, which I think is the hottest mess ever. So that y'all can complain about the kids meeting and all this other crap, and trying to reconcile stuff, that it's not happening. And then your best friend, and then one of the people you confide in as a friend is your ex, and she's not only is she your ex, but she's one of the baby mamas. So of course
yeah,
she's gonna try to
sabotage
and shit.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
and then,
too much.
I know that, but the thing is, when you that's why Kathy was calm and didn't get fly because Kathy realized. Okay, this bitch ain't finna play. You know, she gonna let it be known. If she out the box, she gonna box. She seems like she's not gonna allow the bullshit that they allowed him to do. You know, she's gonna be like, okay, well, let me walk away from this. If he goes to jail, she's like gonna be like, no, bitch, y'all ain't gonna see my kids. If we gonna have all this drama, they don't have to see each other. We're going to Zedekit out 3 years from now. I don't give a damn. You know, she's gonna be that type of woman.
Here's the other problem that, I mean, heck, I mean, well, we got teachers, we got to sit here and teach class about this. But, I mean, that's everywhere that I always say, there's a public service, as I say, you got, I mean, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Like, bro, like, that's the thing about, you know, having multiple baby mamas. Bro, you're not, there's not going to be kumbaya. Like, what the hell, what freaking world are you in? There's going to be all kumbaya.
I don't feel like I need to have to talk to your baby mamas and be friends and cordial. No, baby, if you can go to jail, let's make a plan on which weekend these kids going to be at who house and do what. And then like she's saying, her baby's going to be newborn. Her baby ain't going no damn where to the house. Baby can't talk for them motherfuckers to be pinching on her baby. Okay, if you want to have a play date on a Saturday, that's fine. One Saturday every month, we'll go here, they can have visits. We're not going to do all that. I don't have to be their friend and talk to them all the time and all that. That's just doing entirely too much. You want a big happy family that night.
And just stop. I mean, why was she, I mean, that's the thing about befriending exes.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful about befriending exes. Only do it if you because you. I mean, yes, that's the thing. Some things you can't come down about, and some about your current situation. That ain't something you talk to your ex about. Just like the side piece. It really all it is, it's not even a side piece. She's a main. She's a ex-main. So you're talking to an ex-main who was in the main position. You asking her, you telling her about your new main chick. That's stupid. Cause she gonna be good. Even if she knows she has, she got a solitude. She gonna keep trying to throw some salt shake all she can do to try to mess it up because she can't stand that why you get to be happy with her and it's not being happy with me. So I'm gonna shake yourself up and make you and make something miserable for you. Or make something miserable for her by make her feel threatened.
I mean, that's
very true. I know. Whew-wee, man. That's too much. That's like, I'm about to try to figure out freaking Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, but and you have to watch out for those people because some chicks will be like, you know, if that dude and that chick got, you know, whatever panned out and she knows she's the other woman, he'll be like, you know, if you ever get a call from my wife, you just play like whatever I said. She said I told her, like, she a no fiend that I serve to. And she'd be like, that's what he said you would. And she'd be like, yeah, that's what I am. You're not like, this motherfucker's probably going to lie for him just because, you know, she know, like, the relationship him and her have. Because it's some people who are like that. Like, they would literally sit there and lie and be like, oh, no, I just cut his hair, some shit like that. Just some random ass lie.
Mm-hmm.
And they already got this already set up because they know they going to lie.
You know what? I'm not saying this will work for everybody, but for me, it was one girl who was like my friend at the. She wasn't a chick that I went out with, but I had did something with her. She was my friend still, and like the girl I was talking to, I was telling her, I let her know, hey, I did do something because to save myself from that question later. I think y'all talk about this on the topic one day. To save myself from that question later, I said, hey, you know, it wasn't like, hey, this is the girl I slept with before. I didn't think you said like this. But when I had talked to her side to side, one-on-one, I let her know, hey, I did do something before. So it's something about that. It does something to your mind for you to not try to do something with that person again because you clear the air of saying, hey, I had done something with this person before, but it doesn't mean that's my intention to keep doing stuff with them. So it's... Now, I'm not saying that's how everybody's mind is going to work, though, but it doesn't mean personally. That's how it works for me. So, yeah, topic is, man, it's, yeah, if you're going to have a side, man, you got to, yeah, like I said, why do we got to tell people how to, I mean, you got to tell people to know their position. But you don't know the positions themselves. How are you going to tell somebody to play their position? That's crazy. That's like a coach. That's like a coach, coaching football, and he told a tight end to go out on defense. Like that makes no freaking sense. And he don't even know. He don't know a lick about defense. So that's you got. How can someone know a position you don't know what their position is in the first place when they play the game?
Yes, sir. You should know not to disrespect your main piece. Yeah, you can't get that person to sit down. They don't need to be your side piece. There should be an agreement when you're winning side piece.
End of the day, ooh, man, I laugh. Why would you ask? And I ain't gonna sit here and ask in front of the show. I've been somebody's side before. I'm not stupid.
I know I was.
So,
I mean, it wasn't like I knew about it after the fact, but you know.
But the thing is, but I also played my position. I wasn't like, no. I mean, hey, I don't think they never came out and asked me, hey. Well, what do you think about blah 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 blah? Man, that's stupid. Cause I know how. I mean, fucking the chick bad. She got something going for herself. You gonna be trying to shake yourself up? You damn yourself. So I don't know.
Very, very true. But, like, I know a lot of women who are just happy being, you know, like the other woman, just to be like, just to make another woman's life unhappy, or just to be like, your man is not, you know, as faithful as you think he is. Like, they do it literally to prove a point. Like, they could probably not even want this man, but they will go after this man just to prove a point that, bitch, you really not as happy as you think you are. You know, your relationship is really not as good as you think it is. Which I think that is really dumb. However, you know, it happens. And, like, to be a side piece, you have to have some kind of self-esteem issues or something. I don't think a woman with full fucking respect for herself is just happy at being somebody's on call or convenience. Like, I don't think that's right. Like, And I myself am too disobedient to be somebody's side piece, because when I call, I need you to come. I'm not going to be like, don't call at this hour, this and no. God damn it, I'm going to call when I pick my phone up. Like, you're not going to tell me to call. You're not going to tell me not to come by. Like, no.
Right, people need to know their position on that. Not everybody is a side piece.
Yeah.
I know
correct.
That they're for a loop. What the hell does that mean? But not everybody's a side piece. Some people, you just, hey, you're not trying to have any emotional attachment at all. Y'all like, hey, fucking nods. That's all y'all worried about. Y'all like, hey, this something, keep it moving. All right, cool. Y'all not trying to have no attachments. Nobody ain't trying to be the other person. You're not necessarily trying to sabotage you y'all going on. So not everybody is the side piece per se.
Yeah.
So most of the people who are side pieces are people who are trying to buy for the main position.
Y'all, I'm sorry, this is completely off topic, but don't even worry about it. Never mind. Continue as we were talking.
No. You ain't getting over that easily. What were you going to say? Nice try. Well, once you throw the fish line out there, you're going to get some fish coming. So what's up?
No, it wasn't. It didn't have nothing to do with tonight's topic. It was just like I happened to see a promo video on Instagram, and I would like to say, like, ladies in photo shoots, you're able to hide those blemishes and, you know, extra rolls and creases and stuff like that because of Photoshop. However, with your video, it's really not doing the same thing. So you just, you know, you have to actually be that person that you're editing it just to be. No, they not.
They do
video, you can, but
people
it takes a little more than your IG video.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really do all that with IG. You can't do all that. So, I mean, just refrain from the full bodies. That's all I'm saying. Okay, anywho.
Oh, no, you can't throw that topic at my girl, say nothing. She. You can't be throwing that fish. Nah, man. But I say the same. Angela, I was thinking the same thing, something like that last week. That's how wrong you brought that up, because I saw some of that, and I was like, so if you got a video, I'm confused. Like, what point are we trying to make here? Like, that confused the heck out of me. So what happened between the picture and that? Like, the chick, she was looking like, I'm trying to think of two different people. She was looking like Halle Berry, and then when it was a video, she was looking like Rasputia, whatever her name is, from Norbit. Like, come the hell on, man. I be hating it. Or these girls be trying to add that extra butt to themselves on their pictures. I'm like, come on, man. I mean, because there's a difference between, yeah, it's like people got, like, stress marks and smaller blemishes. That don't really bother me. It's when you start doing an exercise, like, trying to make yourself like you got an astronomical butt, and your boot, and all you're doing is serving IHOP all day because you got a big old pancake, but that doesn't make any freaking sense. So,
true.
Ladies, if you're serving pancakes, don't come running around here and run around like you're serving a pound cake. It's not right. Stop doing it. It's not going to work. Oh, God. I'm looking at people's stuff all day and judging them all day. Like, I'm going to give you a bad look like your picture. How they do it anyway? Like, shoot, like a human canvas, here's one that could be blessed to say, thus far, I don't know how long are we going to be able to keep that record, but thus far, every girl has been natural. We're going to see how long that trend lasts. So yeah, I don't say it, man. Like, I know this off topic, but throwing it out there, you know, how do y'all feel about people who want to? Because this kind of goes to Black King. You threw that out there too, and Duchess. Like, you know, this last episode, she was getting a consultation for breast implants. And what's your thoughts on all these people trying to get breast implants, ass shots, ass lifts, all this extra stuff? What's y'all take on that?
I don't really know. I mean, like, people have been doing it for years. It's just, like, the big thing to do right now. You know, because, I mean, it's been going on, and it didn't just start. It's just, like, and not as many people found out about it because not as many people were doing it bootleg-like.
Black people doing it. That's the thing.
I mean,
it was like,
in Hollywood there were, but now they found these people who are, like, doing it under the table, not in physicians' offices, which makes it more affordable, and that's why more Black people are doing it. You know, but before, you know, the real prices, they're not willing to pay that. That's why you got people ass cheeks falling off and passing out and all kinds of other stuff. But, I mean, I really think it's a phase, like, after a while, a big ass gets old. Like, okay, you got a big ass, then what? Like, if that's all you really have to offer a man, unless he ain't got shit going on for himself, he going to get bored with that. Like, you just got to have something else to offer, which I'm not hating on nobody who got a big ass. Like, hope you got a big ass and a brain. Big ass and something. Can cook something. I mean, I don't know. I just need more than big ass if you can. That's another thing. Can y'all stop buying these asses and won't buy no cellulite cream? That shit ain't cute with all them dents. It's just not at all.
Or if your butt, can you make sure if you're going to get a butt, I need you to first look at your legs and say,
no.
Then look at the rest of your body and say, something's not looking right here. As Goldie would say, my sister Goldie would say, she would say, if your body looks like a freaking a letter P, you paid the wrong person to do your ass up, because it just doesn't make any sense. Like, there's no, I mean, it's just the circumference doesn't make any freaking sense. Like, so you, it just, because you know how a letter P is, it comes out like this and all of a sudden dips in. There's no definite lead into the lane. I don't make any freaking sense. Have so many people butt, so you don't even look natural. Like, if you're going to get it done, if you at least you'll get it done, make it look like your butt is, you got, like, your big booty is natural. Don't make, if it looks fake, then it's going to keep, and of course, you can't say no people roast you. And then especially, I hate the girls that got these, they get the plastic surgery done, they butt to all that, and then they want to go around talking about these little booty ass girls. Like, the hell are you talking about? Like, once you, okay, y'all gonna get me started. I mean, breathe. I would, because they already know. I will come. When I come. So, yes. Other than that, let's just go to another song break, and then we come back. We got some more. We're taking some calls for today's topic. Again, today's topic is it ever okay to ask a side piece about your significant other? We'll be back to that in a moment. We'll go to a track, This track, coming at you now, was by, can I always sit in a Rolodex to find when I want to play? I want to play, Bell. All right, there we go. I will play my girl Remy, the franchise, and the spoiler will be back.
Yeah, man. It's your girl, Remedy, the franchise. Stephon for you. Misunderstood on this track. Yeah.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't trying to front. Buy out, whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Won't last if they ain't got cash. Cause I need to know, why can't throw it in the bag? Tell me no, I don't understand that. Well, I'm so spoiled, he called me a brat. But we know I can put my own weight. I just like to know I can get his cake. Every day is my birthday. I just wanna blow it out like my birthday. Coming on a strip with my Louis bag. Then I thought about it and put my Louis bag. When they got my bestie out that bag. Just to match my nails and a jacket on my bag. I'm so fresh, I got to buy it out. Look at my neck, I got to ice up. I show stop, so see what I'm felt. Slugging like mine, just bring the cash up.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't trying to front. Buy out whatever she wants, she can have it all.
Okay, I like to shop till I drop. But I never drop, so the spree never stop. Feed for the boots and the heels, I'm a junkie. When it comes to rocking my chuck, I go
dummy.
I know he loves me, yeah, I know he loves me. When he get that paper, he ain't hiding it from me. Want me to sparkle like a battle with a bubbly. See me on my way to come home looking lovely. Call him the hubby, I'm such a bouncer. He cover any extra cost if I got it though. It's no problem, I gotta work though. Cause if he ever come short, I'ma need both. Friday night and I just got dead. Hit it to the mall, just see what I see. New fits, I'm about to get lit. Try to hit Tim to get some new tips.
Mama so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't tryna front. Buy out whatever she wants, she can have it all.
I want that,
I get what I want.
Oh,
I get what I want.
Get
what I want.
She must not understand. I get what I want. Without a tantrum, I just romance them. If you really lost them, lady, just the anthem. My pretty girls, swagged out, get your hands up. Stay jacked up, I'ma need y'all to stand jacked. Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want. Cause we get what we want. While these other chicks can't get what they want.
She gets what she wants. She buy out anything she wants. She buy out, I ain't trying to front. Buy out whatever she wants, she can have it all. I'm so bad, I'ma put that on ya. Putting out the black car, yeah, that's all her. She can be my shopaholic. How she do it, I can't call it. Cause she buy out. She buy out.
All right, y'all. I gotta get the calling number before we went to the music break. What an idiot! 347-202-0389. So you can call in to share your thoughts on today's topic again. Or remind you, today's topic is it ever okay to ask this your other man or other woman, aka the side piece, about your significant other, aka the main. All right, so before we don't take calls, I'm gonna go back to the two of y'all. See if y'all got anything y'all want to add to what you already said.
No, that's pretty much it for me either. I mean, shit, you can't. I would say no because you really can't trust what the other person is saying.
So it's just a matter of how much you trust your significant other.
Mm-hmm. Then you have to kind of know, too, because sometimes people will change their actions, and that's how you know something ain't right. So you can kind of go back to, okay, this nigga's got a trip.
Yeah, actions do talk. Actions do talk.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know how I feel. I mean, we all, this one of the weeks where we all on unison. We all was on unison on this one. I mean, that's a no fly zone. No fly zone. You're not talking. I mean, like I said, unless that person has no emotional attachment at all. And they're a person who is known for being a trusting person. Do not confide in them for advice about your main situation. That is crazy. That's like me walking up to a cop and asking him. That's like me walking up to the cop and asking him, "Hey man, you know a good place I can go sell this drawer at real quick?" That's the dumbest shit ever. Why would you tell somebody who has no interest, who does not have your best interest at heart? So you'll get them some nugget like that for them to try to screw you over. So no, don't do it. Don't kill fire in the side piece. That is dumb. All right, I'm gonna put somebody on the spot because I see in the words of Desi, I should be doing it. Don't be all my comments. You ain't gonna talk when I see you on the line. So I'm over the line because you keep split. What's up, Tia? you use all the comments, so I put it up over the line. Y'all know how I do. I ain't real ignorant up over the line. What's your take on it? Again, the topic is it ever okay for the the other woman or man to ask about your significant other? Is it ever okay for you to ask the other man or woman about your significant other? Excuse me. I mixed it all the way up. So what's your take on that, T?
I don't think she has one.
Hold on. What you just type in my comments? Oh, I don't know how to. Woman, you the present one. I'm great. So I'm going to throw. Where is my pillow? All right, I'll come back to her line a bit. That's just straightforward. I can't believe it. This is a Twilight Zone. This is a Twilight Zone. We all agree with each other. Pretty much in a similar form of fashion. This is, well, we got to take a picture of this right now. Because it might not last very long. I'm taking a picture of it right now because it might not last very long. Of us all agreeing with each other.
So what do y'all have coming up this week? Free and steady.
I got coming up. Last week, man, was at Zook Lounge. And Delicious is there. Delicious does look good in person. Lord Jesus does a fire. So, yeah, man. She'll probably do it up again. Do we got something going on this Friday? I know we got something going down. Who's going to be there is the question, I forget. But I know this Friday. Okay, there we go. On this Friday at Zook Lounge, Lyra, the Lord, be there.
The Lord.
Okay. Yeah, she'll be in the building. So, no, that should be May 2nd. That's May 2nd. That's not even it yet. Oh, wait.
That's next week.
We got it. Yeah, that's next week. Yondro will be there on the 23rd. And then this week, I don't see who's hosting this week yet. So that's a mystery to me. So you just got to come out and find out. But last week was pretty interesting, man. And if
that's
you guys,
what spot is this?
What's up, man?
What spot is this?
It was called Zook Lounge. It's in downtown Dallas, the West End, like right there. It's like literally right there by the American Airlines Center. So like,
I think
you
I know
hear,
exactly
you
what you're talking about.
Yep. It's right there. Like,
okay.
If you,
who's
if
the
you
DJ?
Go to the DJs, two of them, DJ Cut, that's already DJ, and DJ Situation. Those are two DJs. Yeah, I like them. I like their DJ stuff. You know, as a DJ, I'm very, 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 very selective about DJs because I hate ones that's not, that play the same type of stuff and don't mix it up. And they do a good job of mixing it up. So, big ups to them. And, oh, yes, I forgot, if you're going to get a list, hit me up on my Facebook. Just hit me up, Seti J. Collier. Bam, there you go.
That's what's up, guys. For myself, what do I have going on? I have a calendar shoot this weekend that I really am not prepared for, but hey, we'll give it a go anyway. So calendar shoot this weekend for Texas Wire Wheels, 2015 calendar. Also, happy birthday to Hazel Honey. Today's her birthday. I'll probably attend her birthday party this weekend at Elaine. So if y'all in Houston, come out to Elaine for Hazel's birthday party. Hazel Honey.
Okay, okay.
She is a model as well. And that's about it for me.
I, as usual, don't have any plans. Oh, Sunday I'm supposed to go to the Houston Hamptons All White Party or something. I think that's what it's called. Not that we could. Other than that, I'm not doing anything. Just doing planning and everything for my son's first birthday. But that's about it.
Oh, wait, you going to the work party?
Oh, yes. And another thing. Not that I wanted to go in on, too. I told y'all I was going to roast the heck out of some of y'all about these 420/Easter posts. I told y'all last week I was going to put that behind on blast. Yes, I'm getting that behind now. Shout out to the people. Some of the people are just crazy, man. I ain't going to church, man, because, shoot, man, I figured the higher I get closer to God. So yeah, I need y'all to take 10 steps back and get your life together, please. And also, I'm gonna say this all week. I'm coming around. Shout out to the hating ass Cornish Record Service who towed my car on Saturday. Y'all, man. If y'all ever see that truck, tow truck. Tell him, flick him off and tell him Seti J said so. Flick him off and say, give him a big fuck you for Seti J. There you go.
Ain't nobody got time for silly foolishness, y'all.
Oh, man. Andrew, that cost me $250.
That's what happened.
You know what's crazy? They told about 10 other cars.
So they made a killer. You don't know until days later.
$250 times 10. That's $2,500 them boys just made. That's ridiculous.
They got to make their money somehow. Riri, what did you say you was going this weekend?
I think it's called Houston Hamptons All White Party.
Houston Hamptons? Whose party is it?
I'm not sure. I was told to go. I'm going with Russo's family. His side of the family. All the women are going. I'll get more information tomorrow about it.
I hate all white parties. I am so sorry. They just bother my soul.
I did it once for my 21st birthday. And I don't want to do one again because I messed up my very nice white all white jeans I bought just for for it. So, yes, I don't do all-white parties because all-white gets
like,
dirty.
I get dirty before I even get out the house, like, literally, like you said.
Especially, like, because people still drinks on the ground. So that means you got to do a bunch of extra dirt, wet dirt on you. No, it's just, nah. I can't do all-white. I wear a white shirt, maybe, but not, I will not do all-white ever again. That's too much going on.
That's funny. Just everyone, before we get out of here, make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I Am Model Angela, and also look up our Facebook fan page for Glitz and Glamour, which is Glitz and Glamour Radio on Facebook. You just type Glitz and Glamour Radio in the search bar to find that. And we also have the link to this week's show as well as other information about our show posted on that site, topics that you guys can participate with us as well. So just check that out and like that page.
My Twitter is, you guys can go, follow me on Twitter, and I think it's at Houston. _ Riri, that's R-I-R-I. My Facebook, you guys can go at me. My friends on Facebook at Houston I Am. And my Instagram, which is the one I really do, the other ones I really don't. It is at Gangster Wife, and that's G-A-N-G-S-T-R Wife. So, thank you guys for listening. Follow me. I'll follow back if you're not too crazy or posting provocative, stupid, ignorant stuff. Yeah, thank you for listening.
I see, man. I know y'all can follow me. Type in Steady J Dust, C-E-D-B-Y, like J from USA, everywhere. And then, heck, oh, man, I'm about to throw a rock at this person. She calling just now. I'm not going to yell at you today. Until further notice, I'll be hosting Mondays and Wednesdays, Life That Does Live. Life That Does Live show Mondays and Wednesdays will be me hosting Solo Dolo until further notice. So, yes, it might be the case for good. I don't know what's going on yet. All right, shoot, that being said, y'all be rolling on out. Angela, you got it?
Yep. Got what?
Let him know. Keep it together.
I like how he was telling me to let people know I'd be out lost. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Glitz and Glamour. We'll see you all. We'll talk to you all next week. Same time, same place, Tuesday, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Good night.
Peace.